Good morning to you, Premier. Thanks for your time this morning.
Good morning.
Oh, we're going to kick it off. Premier, ask you, are you okay? We feel like you're getting a bit bullied and a bit attacked.
I'm fine. I'm kind of used to that. So, no, I'm good.
Well, this is a really tricky one because, like, you know, since you've come out, I mean, there's been many difficult things you've had to cross in the last couple of years, but since you've said that you would like to open WA at 90% vaccinations rather than 80%, I've seen that, you know, that means COVID cases would occupy 70% less hospital beds, 75% fewer intensive care beds and 63% fewer deaths. But the argument from a lot of people I'm hearing on the street is, we're never going to get to 90%. Are we all going to be trapped in WA forever?
No. So we're going to be opening our border. We'll set up to New South Wales and Victoria. We'll set up a time exactly, but it'll be late January, early February, and that'll get locked in. So that's when it will happen. The thing about it is this arrangement we're putting in place, waiting till we get to 90%, that'll save, we expect, around 200 lives. It'll mean we avoid putting in place all those restrictions like mask wearing and capacity limits and gathering limits and all that sort of thing over the Christmas holidays. It means that we can have a relatively normal Christmas at this point in time. We can go to Queensland or South Australia, or Tasmania or Northern Territory. It's just not to New South Wales or Victoria or overseas.
Premier, I'm interested to get your thoughts on this particular point because this is something that I've been hearing from a lot of people and, you know, over the weekend especially, having conversations at parties and around the dinner table and stuff like that. And that is, why not just set a date nice and early, say we're going to open regardless, and then that might accelerate people going, oh, geez, we are going to open up really soon, like borders, everything, so I better go and have my jab.
We are setting a date. It'll be late January, early February. We'll give it an exact day when we get to 80%, so we're sure, pretty sure about when we get to 90%, so we'll have that line of sight. But our vaccination rates go up each and every day. You know, we're basically the same as Queensland, slightly behind South Australia, ahead of Northern Territory. Not as quick as New South Wales and Victoria, but then again, they've had, you know, lockdowns going on for months on end and no one going to school and hundreds of, if not thousands of people dying. So, look, we're in a very good position. It's really a matter of now 3 months before we open to New South Wales and Victoria, and we can do it safely and do something which is a world first, which will be a soft landing in which we come out of COVID with very few restrictions, and we have very little, hopefully, very little of the health impacts they've had over East.
Well, I suppose because those that are vaccinated are kind of at the point now where they're going, well, look, you know, we've done the right thing. We're waiting, and they don't feel like there's any threat in you opening up because basically if lives are lost now to people who are unvaccinated, they almost don't care is how it sounds. So now those who are unvaccinated moving forward, if they don't get vaccinated by the time we open up, are they ever going to be able to leave the state or get back in, or will those restrictions remain for unvaccinated people forever?
The restrictions will be there for a long time, so that's interstate travel, international travel, restrictions on who can go to the football or concerts. Those sorts of things will be there for months, if not years. So those people who are unvaccinated will be making a choice that they don't want to do those things.